Yeah, this is the day the Lord's made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And it's a great day to die. Slap your neighbor and tell him this is your day. Hosea 4:6. Uh-oh. Better lift your hands to heaven and get a drink while you can. Thank you, Lord. Woohoo! Hosea 4:6. Is everybody there? Hosea 4:6. Would you read it with me? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, the word knowledge here is a representation of truth. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you from being priests for me. And because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. And in this again, people, God's people, his own people, are destroyed for lack of truth. And in this truth, it is not truth that is associated with this realm. It is associated with the eternal realm known as the third dimension. Now, we've been talking about the third dimension and dimensional realms, and it is important because at this time and age in which we are in the age of dimension, there are things that are happening, and there are many people being destroyed, and there are many people being misled. There are many people starving to death. There are many people becoming more and more homeless. There are, you know, there's a lot of despair. There's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of questions of why. And in this, here is the main answer: is my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge or lack of truth. And in this, you know, he says, because your forefathers have rejected my truth, an ancestral curse comes on the family line where your children are forgotten. Or actually what happens is your children receive the curse. And until somebody repents for the curses of the forefathers, which recycle every third generation, it continues. And you know, Jesus came to set us free from the curse of death, hell, and the grave. But there are more than just death, hell, and the grave curses, isn't there? So we have been set free from that area so that we can walk in a freedom. But in an area where this freedom is, there must be more severance so that we can walk freer. And truth is so essential in this. You know, I think one of the most major things for me is that when I had gotten saved and had my visitation from the Lord, I think the most powerful thing was is that I knew the truth. And it still baffles me on a daily basis, even when I wake up and I go, and it's like, man, you know what? I know the truth. So whatever this day has for me, it doesn't matter. I know the truth. No matter what comes my way, no matter what's going on, no matter what trials, no matter what tribulations, no matter what discouragements, no matter what encouragements, I have the truth. And that's what it's all about, truth. So in this, it is essential not only that we have truth, but that we utilize truth. Go to John 8. John chapter 8. Is everybody there? Glory. Let's read this together. Start at verse 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in me or in my words, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, knowing the truth, it says that you shall be set free, but in this it's not that you just know the truth, is that you practice the truth. And this truth is to free you from the first dimension. Has everybody got it? From the bondage and slavery of this realm. And this truth is third dimensional truth that comes forth from the third dimension, from the throne room of God, that you and I could be free from this bondage and deception and delusion, false hopes and entanglements in affairs of this realm. Is everybody with me? Because the first realm is a dimensional realm, and it's a dimensional realm of bondage. It's a realm of slavery. Every time I look at this room, I see, it just reminds me of people that have been walking around with chains. Chains of slavery. Chains of deception. Delusion. All of these areas. You know, sicknesses and diseases are bondages. All of these things that this realm enslaves God's people with. Go to John 14. John 14 and verse 6. Let's read it together. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except for through me. So grab hold of this, because in this he says, I am the way and the truth and the life. The truth is known as the second chamber of the tabernacle. It's also a representation because in this there are veils between the dimensional realms. And there are veils between the three chambers. And this veil is known as the veil of truth. Everyone say the veil of truth. So the veil of truth, in this veil of truth, whom Jesus was, it became unveiled. In other words, it's unveiled truth now that we are walking in. Truth that has been hidden for ages has been released to me and you. It is unveiled truth, and the unveiled truth has been released for me and you so that you and I can walk in freedom here. So that the works of the flesh are not being established. Anger and hatred and bitterness, jealousies and outbursts of wrath, and all the other foolish things of lust and adultery, so that those things are not hindering us. You know, yesterday was pretty wild because we were at the guys were doing a car wash, and so they just got done washing my truck, and I walked away, and I came back, and there was another truck, and I told Gary, I said, if another car comes in, just move my truck. So this other truck comes in, it was black, and I come walking back, I said, oh, I got a new truck, you know, and so there was this guy leaning against the wall there waiting for his truck to get fixed or get washed. He was needing fixing, but so I go over there and I start talking to him and start asking him some questions and where he was from, and he was from Canada, and they started sharing with me about businesses that he owned here and businesses he owned in the Caribbean and businesses he owned here and whatever. And I said, oh, well, cool. I said, that's great. I said, maybe you can help us out. I shared with him what we do. And I gave him a pack of dollar bills. And he said, yeah, I'll give them out to people. And I said, good. And he says, where can I get some entertainment around here? I said, what do you mean entertainment? He says, you know where any strip clubs are? I'm thinking, oh, Lord. So I couldn't remember any. I wasn't even considering it. So I said, I don't know. I don't know where they are. And then, of course, later I remembered some of them, but, you know. But I don't know if they're still there or not, you know. I wasn't an individual that liked to hang out in those places. But anyways, I used to go there to make deliveries. Hallelujah. But to God be the glory. So anyways, as he was talking to me, I'm searching for some words from the Lord here because he caught me off guard. They had strip clubs. I'm looking for stuff to grab truth to reveal to him, because I want to be able to speak on an area that he isn't going to run, but he's going to be able to grab. And I said to him, why do you need entertainment? He said, well, it's just for something to do. I said, I know a place where we can go to and do something. And he says, I saw your truck. I says, what do you mean? He says, I saw what it says on our front. It said protection of Jesus. I said, well, you know, we can go to a place, you know, and I'll show you a place where we can have good fun. I says, man, and I don't know, but the Spirit let me know. I said, you're married. And he looked at me and he said, yeah. I said, you're not supposed to be in those kind of places. You're supposed to be leading your family with truth. I said, you're accountable. I said, I got a book for you. And I ran to my truck and came back and gave him the book. And I said, read it. He says, I will. I said, no, really, read it. I said, because I want to see you when I get home in heaven. And I said goodbye and shook his hand. And I said, now? He says, okay. But I thought it was just wow because, you know, when you're walking with the Lord for a period of time and then you lose sight of some of the things that are going on in the world. I mean, you know what's going on, but you know you don't associate with individuals that are associated with the world unless where you work or you're running them at a car wash, you know. But the reality was is the person didn't know truth. And we must be ready in season and out of season to be able to deliver our truth or extend a hand of love. There was no guilt, no condemnation, just love. That's all it was. To share with him, I want you to make sure you make it home. You know? And in this is because we have unveiled truth that we're able to give this unveiled truth to someone that is veiled of truth. Amen? So Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And what had to happen before these veils in between these dimensions and the veil of truth had to be released from the eternal realm, from the third dimension. And it had to be released by Christ's death. In Matthew 27, why? Because the second chamber is known as the veil of truth. Everyone say veil of truth. And the veil between these dimensional barriers had to be ripped, had to be broke. And in Matthew 27 and verse 50, and it says, and Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the what? The veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were open, and many of the bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. In other words, they were raised from the dead because Jesus was known as the veil of truth. And in the veil of the temple was torn to open the breached dimensional barriers that separated man from God. And he came in the fullness of truth and grace, releasing the mysteries of the eternal or the dimensional truths that were held for just a time as now. He was the veil of truth, the unveiled truth. So in this, Jesus had to die for me and you to release the dimensional truth into this realm so that the veil was torn. And what did it do? It brought those who were dead what? Alive. See, eternal truths, third dimensional truths, bring life. They never bring death. They never bring bondage. They bring freedom. Jesus came to bring us life and life abundantly. They bring prosperity. They bring reconciliation. They bring unity. In Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrew 10. In verse 5. Would you read it with me? Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sins. You had no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do your will, O God. Previously saying, sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings and offerings for sin you did not desire, nor had pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law. Then he said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first that he may establish the second. And in this second, I want you to understand that it's not only the second covenant, but it's the second veil. where truth will be released now. And verse 10, by that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all, and every high priest stands ministering daily, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, from that time waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. But the Holy Spirit also witnessed to us, for after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now, where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil. Through the what? Through the veil. That is his flesh. And having a high priest forever over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as it is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Very powerful. So Jesus is the veil of God, open to all men. He's the veil of truth that was open to all men, the hidden mysteries of God. Remember when Jesus said to his disciples, it's been made to you to know the mysteries of God. Why? Because he was the veil of truth who was going to begin to reveal and release the mysteries of God at his death and resurrection. The third dimensional truths, the unveiled truths were released to those willing to seek it, available for everyone. Go to John, Gospel of John, John 1. John chapter 1 and verse 10. John 1, verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Let me share that there are many who have accepted Jesus and still don't receive him. Are you with me? And verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believed in his name. What's the word believe mean? Follow. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Grace and what? Grace and what? Truth. The veil of truth. So he came to remove the veil to those who are willing to follow, that the unveiled truth will be granted to them. Does everybody got it? Because Jesus is known as the way, truth, and life. He's the door. So once you access the door, there's unveiled truths available to everyone who seeks. Who what? Who seeks. Go to Isaiah 25. Isaiah 25. Isaiah 25 and verse 6. Let's read it together. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, a well-refined wines on the lees. And he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over the people. The what? The surface of the covering cast over the people, which he calls a veil. Watch. And the veil that is spread over the nations. What veil is this? It's a veil that blinds individuals. He said he'll destroy it. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. So the Lord said, I am going to destroy the veil that lies over all nations, the veil that lies in between me and them. Has everybody got this? In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, unveiled truths. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 12. Would you read it with me, please? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech, unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was what? Passing away. So this veil that was over Moses' face, the children of Israel could not see the glory that was passing away because Moses spent time with the Lord. But the glory wasn't constant. It would diminish after a period of time. And it was passing away. But it was also a representation of, because the Old Testament is a shadow of things to come, where the Old Covenant would be something that would be perishing, going away, or a new covenant would come into effect. He says in verse 14, but their minds were what? Blinded, for until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ, which means anointing. And there are individuals who are believers who still have veils. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the what? The Spirit. What Spirit? The Holy Spirit. Hello? And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? There's freedom. Why? Because unveiled truths have been released to them. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So the veil removed when it turned to Christ, to access dimensional truths of what was, what is, and what is to come. Are you listening? Because even the prophets prophesied. They prophesied of things in past. They prophesied in things in present. And they prophesied in things in what? Future. So these unveiled truths, the Bible even tells us that the Spirit of truth will guide you to all truth, won't he? Those are truths of past, present, and future. These are unveiled truths by the Holy Spirit brought to me and you. That's why Jesus was the veiled truth that came into the world and tore open the veil, and now it's been unveiled. Has everybody got it? And this third dimensional truths that are released to me and you, Jesus had to die. And the ministry was handed over. Jesus' ministry is extended by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit now carries the unveiled truths of the third dimension. Are you listening? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. So without the Holy Spirit, are you able to grab hold of unveiled truths? No. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, would you read it with me? But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who what? Who have loved him. Now, I want you to grab hold of this. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who what? Love him. These are individuals that love him. He said they don't know. Are you listening? Why? He said, but God has revealed them to us through his what? His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. You know, some people just want relationship with the Holy Spirit to feel good. And he won't be used that way. Are you listening? He won't be used that way. People go to services just to feel good. He will not be used that way. The word says, seek the truth, not seek the feeling. People use the Holy Spirit for a fix. Are you listening? That is grieving to the Holy Spirit. And if you grieve the Holy Spirit, believe me, he steps back and a familiar spirit steps up. This is where people become granolas, nutty and fruity. They search and seek the feeling, not the truth. I'm telling you, freedom is the greatest feeling. Bondage is the worst. Torment is terrible. So when you are free, that's the freedom you're looking for. Are you listening? Freedom. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. It's amazing how many people will come to service and get freedom, walk out and be right bound again. Because the only thing that they're looking for is the feeling. They're not willing to pay the cost to seek the truth, know the truth, obey the truth, and practice the truth. There's a difference. Jesus was the pure example of that. Now, let's go on. Verse 11. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the what? Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. That we might know, to those who seek, to those who search. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, the first dimensional man, the carnal man, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Why? Because the veil is still there. Is everybody with me? The veil is still there. The natural man is a first dimensional being which cannot receive. In fact, it refuses or rejects to receive the third dimensional truths. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In verse 1. Let's read this together, please. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is what? Veiled, it is veiled to those who are what? Perishing. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them. Now, can a believer be veiled again? Yes. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this earth and we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed but not despaired. Persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal bodies. So we see that this wisdom, these mysteries, are known as the mysteries beyond the veil, have been released to me and you by the Spirit of God. Has everybody got this? That's why Jesus came as the veiled truth, who became the unveiled truth. By His Spirit to each and every one, those who are willing to seek truth, to follow Him. These mysteries, these unveiled mysteries, are eternal truths. They're a third dimensional truths that set us free if we have practiced them, if we'll accept them, declare them. Now, I want you to know something. It's very important. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Because the devil wants to veil those, he veils those who are perishing, right? Even when the veil is removed, I want you to grab hold of this. Even when the veil is removed, the enemy will attempt to stand between you and truth. Does everybody got it? Even when the veil is removed, the enemy will still attempt to stand between you and truth. That's why people backslide, right? That's why people go back into the world. That's why they go back and touch unclean things. That's why they're unstable. That's why they're what? Unstable. They are double-minded. They're up and down. Because they are looking for the feeling instead of the truth. They're looking for the feeling instead of the truth. And I got to share this again. It's getting free that the feeling you're looking for. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 1. Let's read it. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and fear and much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are what? Mature. That means disciplined and consistent. Yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are what? Coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for they had known they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. So this wisdom, these unveiled truths that have been released to me and you, delivered by the Spirit of God, Jesus had to be the veil that was ripped, because He was the veil of truth that was ripped so these things could be released to you and me by His Spirit. Wisdom, the mysteries beyond the veil. Now go to John 8. We're getting to a point here. First, have to lay a foundation. In John chapter 8, Verse 42. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceed forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. You are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore you do not hear because you are not of God." This is phenomenal. This is phenomenal. And in this he says, so the devil is the father of lies who keep people in bondage and slavery. And the end result is the veil of the gospel is still veiled to them, of the truth. Or if it's unveiled to them, he stands in between them so that they accept the lies and reject the truths. And the end result is death and perishing. Because the enemy is so loaded with lies and doctrines of lies and all kinds of other things that, and right now many things are being exposed. We are such in a time where everything is coming to the surface. Everything is being, why? Because things are being unveiled. They are being what? Unveiled. And it's amazing that now you can even see even closer and easier. Man, no matter where you go, you can tell people who are veiled and unveiled. Even when they proclaim to be a believer, you're like, man, they're still veiled. They're still veiled. 1 John chapter 5. And if they're veiled, they're in slavery. If they're veiled, they're in bondage. They're still doing the things that are fulfilling of the flesh. 1 John chapter 5. And verse 18. It says that we know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself. Hello. What's he do? He keeps the veils off. And the wicked one does not what? Touch him. We know that we are of God and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols, because these idols will put the veil back on your eyes and your heart. That's why he says, anyone willing to follow me and be my disciple must hate his mother, sister, brother, wife, and so forth. In other words, he must be number one. So that maintains that he is always in front of you. So if he's always in front of you and you see him in front of you, when the devil tries to step in between you, you're able to remove him. The world lies under the sway or the veil of the wicked one, and many people are perishing. They are perishing. But we are the light, aren't we? Go to Acts 10. In verse 38, I guess we better start with 36. It says, the word which God sent to the children of Israel, the word who became flesh, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God what? Anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit, and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Oppressed. People will become oppressed, meaning that they've been veiled again. Oppression is a sign of being veiled. Again, I want to say that again. Oppression is a sign of being veiled. So when Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit, it means God sealed him. He placed his hand upon him. The anointing is a representation of being sealed. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, when Jesus was baptized in the water and he came up out of the water and the Holy Spirit came upon him, a voice came from heaven saying, "From the Father, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." In other words, he was sealed from the third dimension. He had to be sealed. And we'll talk about that in a second. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. "For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ has anointed us is God, who also has what? Sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a what? As a guarantee." So it's through the anointing that we are sealed. Jesus was sealed by the anointing. He was the unveiled truth who became, he was the veiled truth who became what? Unveiled. Now I'm sharing this with you because there had to be a foundation laid here about the veiled and unveiled truths that are third dimensional truths. Jesus was the first broken seal. Jesus was the first broken seal. Why? He was sealed with God, wasn't he? He was sealed by God, wasn't he? He was the unveiled truth. He was actually the veiled truth that came into this realm until he was what? He died on a cross, became unveiled. In other words, he was birthed by the Spirit. He was the offspring of the Spirit. He came from God. He was sealed by God. And he was broke. Why was he broke? To release the unveiled truth to me and you by the Holy Spirit. Does everybody got it? So he was the first broken seal. Now everybody knows about the seals. I mean, they've heard about the seals, the unbroken seals, things that were sealed. Why? Because these unveiled truths were sealed in Jesus till he was broke, then released. Is everybody with me? Good. I'm going to close at Daniel 12, and we're going to teach, starting Tuesday night, broken seals. I don't know what they are yet, but we'll find out. Daniel 12. Glory! Daniel chapter 12. Ooh, this is good. Let's start at verse 1. "At that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was seen. There was a nation." So this is associated with Israel. Israel had to become a nation for these things to come into effect. "Even to that time, and at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book." What book is that? The book of life. "And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the what? Till the time in the end. And many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. So I want you to understand that the seal is being broke. In other words, the book that was sealed by Daniel, Jesus came and unsealed it. He was the first broken seal so that the unveiled truths can be revealed. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this side of the riverbank and another on the other side of the riverbank. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long should the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be for a time, times, and half time. And when the power of the holy people had been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. And many shall be purified, made white, refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand what the wise shall understand. Why? Because the veils have been removed from the righteous, but the wicked are still veiled. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days, which is 3.5 years. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But you go your way to the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. So we know that the seal would be broke in the end time. Are we in the end times? This first seal broke, and it was broke because Jesus was the first sealed. Are you listening? That's why all of these unveiled, hidden truths, things that are being unveiled now. I mean, things are being unveiled awesomely. And we're going to begin to talk about broken seals, which is revealing truths, because we must know them. There are still many believers, even though their veils are removed, but the devil stands between them and the truth, and they're becoming veiled again. Believe me, if all the believers were unveiled, we would have had another president. Hello? But anyways, to God be the glory. Everything is fulfillment of prophecy now. Prophecy. Things are being fulfilled. But to God be the glory. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the unveiled truth. And we ask, Lord, that you'll continue to keep the veils off of our eyes and our hearts and our ears and our minds. That you'll continue to fill us with your Spirit, that we may be led by the Spirit. And the Spirit will guide us to all truths. And truth will not only set us free, but keep us in a place of relationship with you, that we may declare the truth to others in hope that they will follow you and become unveiled, released from bondage and slavery of death into the glorious light of your truth in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah.